they just really are. You know, it goes back a long way, doesn't it? You know, you've got Newcastle, Sunderland, Middlesbrough to a minor extent, but I think the one thing, you know, they're passionate about football anywhere you go, no matter what club you play for. But when I went up there, it is a totally different ball game. You know, you've got about five newspapers vying for stories pretty much every day. And as I say, Gus is going to find himself all of a sudden in a goldfish bowl. I mean, no disrespect to living in Brighton. You know, you can go about your day-to-day life pretty freely, but up there, I think I got mobbed once in Marks and Spencer's. It was it's chaotic up there.
They love it, don't they? So do you think they're going to love him?
Good question. if he does well, they'll idolise him. They love idols up there. If you do well for them, you know, you'll be revered by everybody. I mean, if you don't do well, it'll be like anywhere else. It'll go the other way. So we'll have to wait to be seen. I mean, it's, as I say, he's an interesting character, old Gus. But you know, if he gets results on the pitch, they're going to love him.
I mean, the history for Sunderland, of course, they've just come off the back of Di Canio, who was clearly too full on for the team, who basically rejected him, and then they've gone for a nice mild mannered guy like Gus Poyet. So I mean, you know, they obviously quite like their feisty managers, don't they?
Well, I mean, you know, Di Canio was it was one of those situations. Everybody knew what he was about. You know, there was a few eyebrows raised when he got the job. No Premiership experience. Quite strong political views were mentioned at the time. I mean, you know, and it was going to go either one or two ways, and it went the way that most people expected.
So there are there's similarities, though, between him and Gus, aren't there? Let's face it.
Well, I don't think... I mean, I think Gus is a little bit calmer than Di Canio, to be fair, to give him credit in that respect. But, you know, he is known to some sort of controversy, you know. He wasn't short of that when he was at Brighton. I mean, you know, we saw when the Suarez affair blew up at Manchester United, he wasn't slow to put his point of view in the Nationals, and it ended pretty acrimoniously at Brighton, you know, with him being fired and being suspended with his old backroom staff. So you could argue, Sunderland have maybe taken a slight gamble with him.